The North Carolina Senate's economic development proposal lays out some changes for nonprofits when it comes to contributions and collecting sales tax refunds. Many nonprofits say the proposed changes are not good ones. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
The Senate plan set some limits. It would include charitable contributions as part of a $20,000 cap on all itemized deductions. David Heinen is with the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits.
We think that that would be a significant deterrent from charitable contributions to many taxpayers.
Right now, state law allows for unlimited charitable deductions. The plan would also reduce the amount of sales tax refunds nonprofits could receive. 2 years ago, lawmakers set that cap at $45 million, an amount only a few nonprofits, like hospitals and universities, come close to collecting. The Senate plan would reduce that to $1 million over 5 years. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger's office says it narrows the loophole that major corporations sheltering in nonprofit status use to avoid paying their fair share of sales tax.
One of the mistaken assumptions is that larger systems make a lot of money, and so this won't affect them.
That's Julie Henry with the North Carolina Hospital Association.
The truth is a lot of our larger systems in the state support many, many small, more rural hospitals. And so the ripple effect will be felt in local communities, and it does make an impact on the larger hospital systems as well as the small systems.
Some private schools would also be affected. The group representing North Carolina's independent colleges and universities says it could force schools to cut back on construction and financial aid. Heinen says smaller nonprofits could feel the impact, too.
It could discourage some building projects for others. It could mean that some programs that are done collaboratively with nonprofits may be reduced or may go away.
The Senate's idea is not new. The $45 million cap on sales tax refunds was a compromise 2 years ago. The economic development plan is still in the Senate Commerce Committee. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.